So thanks for joining me. I'm with he was the hottest player on the Nike Tour in 1999. Is that correct?
That's correct. Seems like ages ago.
Well, yeah, but we're in a different millennium now.
That's true.
So with Carl Paulson, who now talks about golf for a living on Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio, and how do you like that, Carl, as opposed to trudging around playing out there?
You know, playing was great, and I'll never forget all the people I've met and the places I've gotten to go and the things that I've gotten to do. But what comes along with the playing is a real big grind. I'm getting ready to turn 50 again, and I'm still on the fence of whether or not I'm even going to try to play because I really love my job. The people at Sirius XM are very easy to work with and work for, and allowing me a platform to give my thoughts on this game that has given me so much. I feel like giving back in ways that I couldn't do without the show. So I'm as happy as I could be with the job. Yeah.
And you also help out with the college golf team.
I lived in Columbia for a few years before we came back to Florida. We're back in Florida full time now, but I was a volunteer assistant at Carolina with the men's golf team.
How'd you like that?
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The players are really good, hit it really far, so it was a little hard to take sometimes when you're playing with them, but it was a lot of fun.
Why do we have a golf dedicated channel? You talk about golf all year round. There's not a tennis tour radio, there's not a track and field radio. Why does it the talk and the kind of the ability to have content all year long kind of go along with golf?
I think it's because of the game. I think golf mirrors life probably more than any other game does. The ups and downs that you go through in golf kind of mirror what can happen in life. The fact that golf gives more back to charity than all other sports put together is a real... it's a real draw for companies. It's a real draw for organizations. It's a real draw for even government agencies. So we have basically everybody that wants to be involved in sports. It's very easy to get involved with golf. We've got 40-something tournaments on the PGA Tour. We've got 25 tournaments on the now Corn Ferry Tour and almost 30 events on the LPGA Tour. We've got the European
Tour
and the Champions Tour. And they're all giving back billions and billions of dollars. And I think that really attracts a lot of corporations and a lot of companies to want to be involved with the game. And that's really what drives the game, is the money that comes from these corporations.
That attracts corporations, really plays into I'm 50 as
image
well.
Is a big thing, too.
Right.
The image of the game of golf, in my mind, is a lot higher than other sports.
So, yeah, it plays into our lifestyles. How can we get it? I know this is the $64,000 question. How can we get it to play into the minds of kids and the younger generation now, so the sport doesn't, you know, kind of have a generational gap?
Yeah, I have a little bit of a different kind of mindset on this. I think that we have golfers and we have non-golfers, and the more non-golfers that we can get to try the game, the better off we are. But I don't think that that's where the growth of the game comes from. I think the growth of the game really comes from our golfers, and our golfers having kids and instilling into their children, let's play golf because look what it's afforded me. And if we can get back some of those golfers that have left the game because of time, because of money, because of, you know, maturity, life, whatever has gotten in the way, and when they have children and kind of keep the cycle going and grow a little bit in other areas too as we go, we don't want to just keep it to that. But I think that really is kind of the core of what the game is all about.
What I like about what we're doing, Dennis, is you guys are, you talk real on there. You don't hold back. You express opinions. You guys approach it.
That's the beauty of working with Sirius XM. They allow us to give our real thoughts. We like to have a lot of fun. Listen, there's a lot of people out there that are in their car. They're going from sales call to sales call.
They're driving somewhere.
I don't want to hit you all day long with the specifications of a new golf shaft with a bunch of numbers about the torque and the, you know, all of that stuff, which is great. Some people want to hear that, and we get to that. But
there's shows on the station that cover that stuff.
Exactly. I want to make you laugh a little bit. We're not scared to make fun of ourselves. We're not scared to
to explain to people some of the issues that we've been through in playing professional golf. We both have very modest careers on the PGA Tour. Yeah, it's great getting there and playing for 12, 15 years is awesome. I wouldn't give it up for anything, but we want to make it feel like, and this is kind of how it turned out. We didn't plan this, but what we've heard is it kind of feels like we're just sitting around having a beer with you. And that when people say that to me, that's the greatest compliment I can receive.
Yeah, because during the lunch hour, too, it feels like right. You're sitting around having lunch with you guys.
Morning drive West Coast and lunchtime East Coast.
Yeah, two more things. Is there, if you ever want to drive calls, if you're sitting there and we want to get calls, what topic or what topics can you mention where you know that calls are going to start coming in? Besides Tiger.
Any giveaway?
Any giveaway, okay.
And slow play.
Oh, slow play, okay.
Slow play.
Not Tiger?
Probably drives more calls than anything else.
Okay. That is a big problem.
Yeah.
And people will voice their opinions on
yes,
that.
Yes, they will.
So, I cover sports technology is my main beat. Are you amazed by the technology changes in golf? If you were playing now, would you be taking full advantage of all the data and all the analytics
absolutely.
Out there?
Absolutely.
Yeah, is that you have to?
You almost have to nowadays. I mean, it's so much harder now to separate yourself because of the equipment. The equipment is so good, right? We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of players that are good enough to play on the PGA Tour. Now it's how do you separate yourself? Do I go the extra mile with all of the technology stuff you're talking about? Do I go the extra mile with keeping my body as fit as I possibly can? Do I go the extra mile in learning about mentality changes on the golf course? When we've got guys now, Rory McIlroy, studying some of the best business people in the world, reading their books and getting the mentality of how do I be the best at whatever it is. It doesn't matter if it's golf. All the people that are the best at what they do have a lot of similarities, and a lot of golfers are tapping into that kind of stuff. But technology doesn't just stop at golf clubs. I mean, you go look around this show. Look at the mowers that they're using now, the grasses that they're using, the strands of grasses that they're using now are able to withstand heat and able to withstand cold and withstand salt water. And so there is so much that goes into the technology of the game. It's not just golf clubs.
And you touched on what Rory's doing, is what Tiger did, is what Jack did, and Arnie. They built a brand around their name. Is there? Are you all for that, or do you feel
absolutely.
These guys are golfers first, and golf should come first, and then the brand comes because of that?
Yeah. Well, you know, the chicken or the egg. You take a guy like Ricky Fowler, who's built probably the best brand on the PGA Tour. For a guy that's won five times.
Kids okay? love him, adults love
everybody
him,
everybody
women
loves
love him,
Ricky.
Yeah.
The media loves him. He is as good as it gets. He built the brand, all right? He doesn't have those 20 wins. We've got some guys like Rory McIlroy who's coming up on 20 wins now. The brand's kind of followed him, I think. There's a bunch of different ways to do it.
Carl, appreciate talking golf with you and telling all my listeners, make sure if you have SiriusXM, join you guys 5 days a week, and you'll learn something about golf, but I think you'll have more fun than anything else.
We appreciate that.